Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So it's Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's Reeling in the Years there. That's one of their great songs. Steve Martin is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Steve is the author of Instant Profits, available on his website, profitpro.us. I encourage you to go there and check it out. I also encourage you to find all the things that he's talked to us about on our show, about how to make more money, how to be a better manager on his suite at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hey, Steve, let's talk some more. Talk to us some more about some ideas that you have about how we can you know, keep looking under every rock, not leaving any rock unturned to try to get business and just to, you know, basically disregard all the negative economic stuff that's out there.
The real first step, Jim, is having a willingness to at least look at something different. You know, we always advise stick to your knitting in terms of doing your core business, doing it right. Very, very well. At the same time, with the economy and with technology and people's tastes changing so rapidly and opportunities changing, at least have a part of your mind open to asking the question, well, how could I make a business out of this? Or how would this fit my business? How could I add this? Should I be doing more of this or less of that? And if you ask yourself that question every time you see something new, different, that's going on in the marketplace, you have an opportunity to be aware of something that could really turn out well for you.
And you, of course, yeah, I like what you said about having a willingness. You've got to be prepared to experience a little pain too, because you might discover, either through your own self-analysis or through talking to customers, which Steve and I both heartily encourage you to do, folks. Ask your customers what they think, what they want, what they like, what they expect. But you've got to be prepared. You've got to have that willingness to say, okay, I'm going to ask the question knowing that the answer might hurt my feelings.
That's exactly right. We've seen all too many entrepreneurs find their dreams become obsolete.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's part of the change. You have to evolve and grow, because there are very few things that are absolutely permanent in life. And, you know, we go back to the old buggy whip example, and we see the technology drives that in a lot of products and services in that direction. It drives them toward obsolescence. The other thing you have to be willing to do, Jim, is to test 1,000 ideas to find one good one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do test things, do it on the cheap. Maybe you do a thought experiment, or maybe you bounce it off a few of your fellow entrepreneurs, or even your employees and your customers, and say, well, what do you think about this, that, or the other thing? Or maybe you take in a small product and put it someplace in your store, on your website, mm-hmm. or a service, and try it out without betting the farm on it. That's, you know, as good as something might look, it's always great to do a low-cost, low-risk test to learn about it, the opportunity, and to make sure that it really does fit and work for you.
One of my mentors said to me, make lots of decisions. And if you know what you're doing and you make lots of decisions, you're going to make some of them wrong. But because you've made a lot of decisions, by definition, that means those decisions will be about smaller things. And when you do something wrong, you've had a little smaller failure. And that was really good advice to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Steve, we got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Jim, there really are opportunities out there in every type of economy, an up economy, a down economy, to keep your mind open in terms of at least being willing to look at and be aware of the changes that are occurring. You have a chance to find those possible successes. And as you said, make lots of the little decisions, and some of them are really going to turn out well for you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come back to something I said in the beginning. That I just think this is the essence of doing business in the 21st century. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you cannot fall in love with how you do it, because what you do, people are not going to stop, probably not going to stop wanting what you sell, but they're probably going to want it delivered in a different way next year than they do today, Steve.
Very good advice, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. Check it out. His book is called Instant Profits. You're going to want that book, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.